Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Strasbourg, France. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas tells the European Parliament that the Israeli war in Gaza was a war crime, and he wants the European Union to get involved in the Middle East. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Speaking to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, told the members of the parliament that the Israeli war in Gaza was a war crime and has urged Europe to play a bigger role in the Middle East, renewing his calls for the European Union to be peacemakers and election monitors in the Middle East. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, while addressing the European Parliament, called for the European Union to become more involved in the Middle East. That, basically, is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Though the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas was uncharacteristically quiet during the recent Gaza war and even condemned Hamas for instigating the war, the Palestinian leader is now saying that the Israeli war on Gaza was a war crime, and he wants the international community to get involved. Abbas used the Gaza war to call for the European Union to become more involved in the Middle East. The Palestinian leader wants the European Union to take a definite part in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. This present scenario is very close to the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Daniel, the ancient Jewish prophet, reveals that in the last days, the ten horns of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7 and the little horn of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8 will be fulfilled by the revived Roman Empire, that's today's European Union, and the Antichrist, who will come to power as the leader of the revived Roman Empire, i.e. the European Union of today. This worldwide leader, the Antichrist, will establish peace in the Middle East. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. The revived Roman Empire will play a major role in Bible prophecy. The call by the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas for the European Union to become more involved in the Middle East, and in particular as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, does indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...